Hey, it's Dan here. If you want to hear this episode of the Backchat podcast without ads and get extra content that no one else gets, head to backchatstudios.com.au where you can sign up as a patron and access all of our bloody good merch.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Right.
Tell you what.
It's Backchat, powered by Paywise this year, also by Shelter. Got to be honest, Friday... Look, this is our third Friday show.
Yep.
I think we've come to the realization that Fridays are about having beers with your mates.
There's nothing better than sitting around with the boys and cracking a few brewskis.
Yeah. Oh my God. Could someone come get their dad from the podcast?
I've had one sip.
My God, father. Sounds beautiful. I can't wait to crack a cold one with you.
Big tackle coming up here.
Welcome to Backchat Podcast, live on YouTube if you're joining us. Congratulations, YouTube, watching along after the fact or listening along. We love you either way. Yep. Thanks for joining us. Backchat Studios, where you find all the good stuff. We've got lots of merch out at the moment. West Coast Eagles and Freo might have that, or they could just be up the coasters.
It's Wharfie time,
baby.
Nothing to do with West Coast and Fremantle, apparently.
Not a single thing to do
with
them.
Love the docks.
Look, there's a fair bit going on. I want to go off the top with this one. Tab Touch, our good friends with Tab Touch.
Massive friends.
Very, very good friends.
Best friends, almost.
We've been having a play around with some markets. We've been doing spoiling markets.
Yep.
You know. We're not doing spoiling
markets. No, we're not.
I don't need to go into that. We're not doing spoiling markets.
Let's not do it. 6 minutes.
Right.
Make it quick.
If you're watching along live on YouTube, you need to go and download the Tab Touch app right now. We are on first goal scorer being Adelaide.
Why? Why first goal scorer being Adelaide?
We think the Adelaide backline, look, albeit a vote getter in the Backchat Backman of the Year, thanks to Tab Touch, James Borlase, has been dropped after a vote.
Disappointing.
Which we'll touch on a little later.
They don't obviously watch or listen.
I think the Adelaide backline is stronger than the Geelong one. Yes, they have Tom Stewart. Of course. Yes, they have Sam DeConing. Tom even.
Tom DeConing they've got.
Or do they have Sam?
No, they've got Tom. Sam's Carlton, isn't he?
Which one does Robbie Williams sing about?
Yeah,
they have Sam DeConing. I was right. Yeah. I double guessed myself. I and when I say double, I mean second guess myself.
Same thing. We're loose today.
I think Geelong's backline's a little loose.
Yeah.
I think they're a little loose.
Geelong's backline's the Friday show. Adelaide's is the Monday.
That's exactly right. It's a little looser.
It's a little looser.
Download the Tab Touch app.
Yep.
Get on Adelaide kicking the first goal with us because we're going to cheer this one home.
Yep.
We've got the game on in front of us.
5 minutes to go.
If it wins, we may shut the stream down. Yep. We may leave the studio. We may leave the country.
Head to the pub. Yeah, in Mexico.
We've got at least $10 on this one, and we may win around
$20.
And
there may or may not be a max bet of $20 on it, so we're going to be rich.
So you go to Tab Touch, AFL, right?
Find the match.
Find the game, right? Then click on match.
Adelaide Geelong.
Adelaide Geelong. Tap match.
Little scroll.
To the right.
Find the thing that says match.
Yep. Then what?
Down.
Yep.
Find Adelaide kick first goal.
Yep.
Click on that.
It says back chat.
No, I don't know what it says.
I'm not sure.
Could say anything. Yep. Could say anything.
I'm pretty sure it says Adelaide to kick the first goal. $1.70/$2.50.
Correct. Get on.
Get on there.
All right.
Absolutely get on. As Geelong warming up right now, the forward line here, which is irrelevant for the first goal. They know it. Jeremy Cameron knows it. Look at him snapping away. He doesn't know what's going on.
I'd hate to see a centre bounce goal. Dangerfield straight out the middle.
How we been, boys? Been good?
Very good.
Really good. Yep. Thanks. Yeah. Good.
Friday's here.
We've had a lot going on this week. So our good friend of the podcast, Isaac Dowling, if you remember from Monday.
I do remember from Monday.
Isaac had a shot for goal at the St Kilda Collingwood game at the MCG last night.
Yep.
We'll be speaking to Isaac later in the show.
Wow.
For $1,000?
Yeah. Did we express freight some merch to him? Yes, we did.
Was he for wearing $1,000?
Did he look like a mascot? Yes, he did. Awesome. It was enormous from Isaac. Did he kick the goal? We don't know.
I don't know. It wasn't televised.
So we're going to chat to Isaac a little later on. Looking forward to chatting with him. Steve Garvino will be on the show a little later.
Not Stevie G. Not Steve Garvino, who's the NBL commentator. Remember Steve Garvino?
No.
Huh.
Do you?
Yeah.
So we're not speaking to him?
No, we're not speaking to him.
Steve Garvino, physio for a long time at the West Coast Eagles.
Yep, guru.
Given that the state of affairs in Western injuries at the moment, we're talking Oscar Allen, Elijah Hewitt, Matt Flynn, Brennan Cox.
Oscar McDonald.
We get the breakdown with Stevie G on one, the injury. You know how people have ballerina injury for Elijah Hewitt? Don't know what that means.
Going to a ballerina specialist.
Stevie G does
know what that stuff means.
So front runner performance and front runner physio. Stevie G will join us a little later on in the show. Hamish, you excited about that?
I am.
How's your week been?
It's been busy,
you
mate.
You got some like lovely linen pants on there,
thanks,
don't you?
Yeah. I'm going out for dinner.
They are barely fitting your quads in there.
Yeah, well,
your quads are bursting, those.
I got a nice ass to quad on top. I'm going out for dinner after this with my girlfriend for her mum's birthday.
Happy birthday, girlfriend's mum.
Thank you. So,
what's her mum's name?
Helen.
Helen.
Yeah,
Helen sounds like a lovely lady.
Happy birthday, Helen. Lovely lady. So we'll be going out for dinner.
Do you think you can tell the loveliness of people by their first name? Like Helen. Her name was Gertrude.
I'm pretty sure you heard me say Ger.
And then I went with it.
Yeah, you went with it.
Gert.
I think you can.
Okay.
But yeah, Helen, lovely lady. Shout out, Helen.
Who are we looking here? Tom Stewart walking back to the back line. Tom, unfortunately, first goal is coming up against you. If you haven't downloaded the Tab Touch app.
It won't get kicked on him.
Get on. No, of course it won't. Get on. Tab Touch app. Download. So Tom Stewart's flipping the coin. He's the captain these days, is he?
I believe he is.
Okay.
I thought Dangerfield might still have been.
Jordan Dawson v. Stewart. Who wins it?
Jordan Dawson.
Oh, boy.
Okay.
Stewie going to the left-hand side of screen, running back to the back line saying, boys, we're going to be one goal down to start this game, but we will get on a run later on.
Yeah, that's the plan. How have you been? I feel like I haven't seen you in ages.
No. What have I been doing? Gallivanting around? I did see you Monday.
Yeah.
I did see you Monday.
Briefly. I was in for a 15-minute stint on Monday and then I had to shoot off.
Did you train well?
No, mate. I was shit ass. I got concussed on the weekend prior. So I...
So you didn't let this... You didn't tell us this.
That's right. I tried to push through it a bit, which was dumb.
How did that...
I felt shit on Tuesday. Really? Woke up... So I went to work, got kicked in the head with a football.
Falcon.
Got the Eric McKenzie.
Yeah. So like went to smother a ball, sort of tilted my head that way, and the Burley has just flushed me on the side of the neck, back of the head.
Not unconscious, but
hit the deck and I was like, oh my God. Went to stand up, got dizzy, fit back down, stood up again, ran off, and then like 10 minutes later I was seeing stars, blurry, like a headache. Anyway, Sunday was okay. Monday sort of not great, but went to work and was like looking at a screen, blurry, shit. And then Monday night, quickly came here, then went to training, and I was like, at training, I was a zombie. Tuesday morning was shit, didn't go to work, so yeah, was not great.
So,
but here I am.
Download the Tab Chap, get on. It's about to be first bounce at Adelaide Oval. Still sunny over there by the looks of things. Very good. Brilliant. I'm excited. Perfect, I'm on this one, boys. I think my prediction is Adelaide centre clearance goal.
It's nice that I can be here and not physically. Like, I had to walk out last year whenever we talk footy.
This is absolutely brilliant. We bloody love it. What are you really gambling with, Dan? Make sure you contact support if you do need help with this. Adelaide, get it out. Matty Crouch. Who is that?
Wayne Valera.
Holy shit. Bounced
awkwardly. It hasn't.
Oh boy. No. Max Holmes is a good player. No.
Yeah, well, handball to someone, Max.
It is an absolute clusterfuck here at the start of the game. No one's had a
clue. Oh, there it is. Keezy. My guy, Keezy. Bounced awkwardly. It hasn't.
Here
over the top.
Go. Flick it in.
Where's Rankin?
Somewhere.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, that couldn't be.
Here we go.
Oh, it's
first
gone. Point.
Oh, that was Rochelle.
That was my guy, Rochelle.
Josh Rochelle.
One of the R&Rs.
Lock it in. Adelaide just kicked the
while we watch along with this, another exciting thing happening tomorrow. Now, we can't give too many details away, but I'll give you some details.
I'd like as much as you can.
We will be at the captain's run with GWS.
Awesome. What time is that?
We have confirmed something, not only with the team of GWS, but the coach of GWS.
Kingers.
In fact, we were in an email thread where he was referred to as Kingers. right?
Yeah.
So Kingers is on board, was the quote unquote.
Kingers is on board.
If that doesn't get you excited, like when I saw those words,
Kingers is on
elevated.
I think it was Kingers is massive.
Kingers loves it. Was the phrase? Kingers loves it.
Kingers loves it.
Yeah, that's what it was.
This is the man that was lifting weights in his office.
Yeah,
doing all sorts of stuff. So we will be with GWS tomorrow. We will be doing something with the team, and Kingers does love it. Oh my goodness, that was Tex Walker trying to take a hanger. It is in the forward line of Adelaide. Geelong have not had
Isaac
one. That
Rankin.
Is Isaac Rankin. Oh. Tom Stewart has marked it on the goal line, ladies and gentlemen.
Okay.
I will say that.
That's an awkward switch. It's a good kick.
Mark Blitzarbs.
Ran 18 kilometres in his first game of AFL for 3 touches.
It is plenty going on in that one as well. So as we watch along with this, which I can't take my eyes off, to be honest, because Geelong hasn't had it past their centre-way line. We've got some other things to get through as
Can
well.
Can I just read you some YouTube comments? Because people are here watching along as well. Fiery Beardman 86. Can we get Scoey's team profile pic through the years up on the walls, like an evolution of the 2018 hero?
Yeah,
an idea.
Or like an evolution of man.
It's a great
because
idea.
Because I came
from boy to man
as a boy.
Yeah. As a absolute virgin.
Matthew McCann says.
Literally and figuratively, like.
Matthew McCann says, happy birthday, Helen.
Thanks.
So
yeah, thanks, guys. Shout out,
Maddie.
Helen.
That's very, very good thoughtful of
Maddie McCann, wasn't she missing? We found her. Found her on the chat.
Is that on the beaches of Portugal or something? Is that right?
Hang on a minute. It's going. Sorry, Maddie. I'll get back to you in a second.
It has not looked like going.
Here we go, text. Racist.
Boy. Jesus Christ. Almighty. It's going to be a shot of goal coming up. Is a shot of goal. He's kicked it! I'll see you later, Tab Touch. Thanks for coming. It's a goal. Who's kicked the goal?
Oh, who knows?
Who is it?
Who cares? We won from one.
Who is
that?
He's got a diamond mullet.
Who is that?
He's got a mullet.
Who is that?
We should know who this is.
We should.
He is number
16?
17. It could be Jake Saligo with bleached mullet.
He's bleached his mullet.
Running all the way back to the centre.
We are one from one with Tab Touch, gentlemen. Ladies and gentlemen, that's good.
That was Touch. Tab Touch.
Shout out number 14. Is that still Jake Saligo?
Sometimes you snooze, you lose, and that's unfortunately what Tab Touch has done. They're asleep at the wheel, and we just cleaned them out. So if you were on, congratulations. If you weren't, please do it on next time.
It's Jake Saligo.
Yes.
Number 14.
Jake Saligo.
Well done. Shout out, Matty.
Bloody good job there. Dan, you want to give me a little...
People are pumped. Just a lot of goal on YouTube.
Wow.
People are... And also, people want to know how you tipping...
Oh, there goes Dangerfield.
How you tipping... Oh, this is coming
This
in.
Is what you predicted, but this is fine. Do what you like, Dangerfield.
Do what you like now. Go for it.
Have your life.
Hammer, how's your tips going, seeing as you tipped ahead of...
It's a great question. I actually haven't even looked at it.
Lionel Messi's just kicked a goal, by the way.
Okay, well, that's really good.
Brian,
who cares if he kicks one?
But it could be more brilliant.
I don't give a shit. I don't know how my tipping's going.
Because you tipped the whole season.
I tipped the whole season in advance through the Patreon tipping. I'm doing a separate tipping on another thing. Tipped Saints last night by 10 points.
Same here.
Thanks.
But I have to because I have to pick the home team.
Oh, yeah, you have to pick the home team.
On every single platform that I speak on, all forms of media, I said St Kilda will win.
Yeah.
Tipping?
Collingwood.
Tip Collingwood. Like a cockhead.
You're an idiot.
Like an absolute idiot. Very good. That was very good fun with Tab Touch.
Someone's just asked when Patrick McGinnity is coming on the pod.
I would love to have
Patrick McGinnity.
Yeah, so he's playing currently for the Dunsborough Sharks down in Southern
Shark.
League, probably somewhere in the realms of Busselton. Good friends down there at the Shelter Brewing.
Oh, yeah, nice.
Okay. Good man, Patty McGinnity.
I think, ladies and gentlemen, after that very exciting patch there, thanks to Tab Touch,
we should
have a chat to our good friend Steve Gravina at... Are we happy to do
this? Yeah, let's do that.
Yeah, let's get the injury lowdown with all things West Coast and Fremantle. This man is a man of knowledge. You're going to really love this. Let's go and tune in right now.
Cut.
Okay.
There we go. This is Will Schofield was talking there. No volume on that.
I didn't see any volume or any
tough
any
to
video.
See volume, isn't it?
Yeah.
Got it.
Where are you going for dinner?
Somewhere in Leadable, not sure where.
Not sure.
No.
What, you've no booking?
I don't know the booking. I just know to be in Leadable at about.
What's your favourite place in Leadable that I hate?
The gastro Jagadaku, the Indian gastro pub.
Can someone tell me if an Indian gastro pub is a good idea?
Julian,
for a
let's ask Julian first.
Nick, can you tell me?
horrid.
Yeah, it does sound horrid. I with the greatest respect to the people who have set this business up, right?
It's an Indian gastropub.
I don't think that sounds
like there's dance music going on, there's movies on screen.
The busiest I've seen it is when they India were playing Australia in the cricket. And there was a lot of staff members watching the TV in there.
It was good.
All right, let's go hear from Stevie G on all the injury news on West Coast and Fremantle. All righty. As promised, ladies and gentlemen, Steve Gravina joins us from Front Runner Physio. Stevie and I worked together for a long time at the West Coast Eagles. I wasn't that injured, to be honest, Steve. So we didn't spend much time on the table, a little bit, and you were always the best in there. But I was happy not at times. Thanks for coming into Backchat, mate.
Oh, thanks for having me, mate.
So Stevie's joining us this year on a bit of a semi-regular basis, Dan, to go through some
very good
injuries in the AFL. Now, I don't know what's going on in Western Australia, but there's not just West Coast, mate.
Yeah, okay.
Not just West Coast, but Western Australia, there's some big injuries, and I think some injuries that I've been in the system for a long time. I don't know what's going on. So perhaps you can help us break down what they are and the rehab involved, given your experience as a physio.
Yeah. And give us some good news.
Happy to share some insights, mate. And there's always a spike in injuries the first couple of rounds, as we know, year by year. But, yeah, seems to be some pretty high traumatic ones this year in Perth for some reason.
So that's real, is it? Early in the season you see the big ones?
Yeah, anytime there's a transition, so whether it's from off-season to the start of pre-season, there's a bit of a spike. From pre-season to the start of the season, there's a spike. There's always, even after buys, there tends to be injuries. So there seems to be a correlation with the jump in load or the jump in intensity and injuries popping up.
So clubs know they're coming, they're just hoping for the best sometimes.
Well, yeah, it's hard to prepare for. Yeah. The intensity is never high because the guys are as fit as they're going to be off a hard pre-season. Grounds are harder, and that's been a hot topic. But over a hot summer that we've had in Perth, the ground's going to be harder. You just can't get that match conditioning in preseason games and preseason trainings. It's a big jump.
Let's get into some players because there's a few to go through. I think we should start probably at the top, the captain of West Coast, Oscar Allen. What's going on? We've heard bone stress and a few words floated around. What do you see is happening, and what's the likely rehab for him?
Yeah, so I mean, I'm an outsider now from the club, so I don't have the deep insights anymore. But from what I've seen, some bone stress has developed. He got through the game okay, and then it swelled up after the game. I'd imagine they had further investigations, which showed up some bone stress and then some cartilage issues as well. So I think he's had surgery, from my understanding. The talk is that they'll aim for an 8-week return. They'll want to scan it about 4 weeks to check out the status of the bone stress. If that's been healing up well, then he can progress his loads and get back into some training to prep for games at about 8 weeks. But if that bone stress continues, it'll probably push it out a little bit longer to that sort of 3 or 4 month return.
How common is bone stress? Like, a lot of players carrying bone stress, but some it hurts more than others, or it develops into something else?
Oh, not so much. You're generally acting on a lot of the bone stress that would occur. So if someone is declared with having it, it's a pretty significant injury a lot of the time, because it's a sign that the bone's just not tolerating the loads of the game and what they're putting it through. So it usually means a bit of time on the sidelines.
So when you hear hotspot, is that like, you know, when the term hotspot gets around, is that bone stress?
Yeah, that's right. It's a bit of, a continuum from a healthy bone to a fracture, and a bone stress injury is somewhere in the middle, which is like a hotspot. It hasn't quite gone to fail, but it's starting to show signs that it's not coping.
The hotspot's like what comes up on the scan, isn't it? It like glows.
Yeah. It lights up like nice and bright and white, and there's like bone edema or bone swelling, and it's a sign that, it's not happy.
Right. So obviously Oscar played his first game, so before that he wouldn't have known that there was bone stress, or
sometimes,
is that how it happens usually?
Yeah, it can just creep up on you, and you can be completely pain-free up until the time where it tips over the edge. And so, can you prevent it? Can you jump on and scan everyone's knees and everyone's legs and pick up some of these things? Maybe. But also, some of the loading that happens in bones, it can just be the part of normally playing footy. So it's hard to pick them up sometimes.
So talking about knees, let's jump between the two clubs over here in the West, chatting with Steve Gravina from Front Runner Physio, who's now out in his own doing his own thing. We'll chat about how you can get in touch with him and the crew a little bit later on. Oscar McDonald, not Oscar Allen, Oscar McDonald, I witnessed this one. This was like a car crash knee injury. Looked like his ankle went, his knee went. Reports coming out now that he may not have torn his ACL. He may have detached the ACL from where it attaches. Again, I don't really know what this means. What's the difference there?
Yeah, there's a couple of options for what could have happened, but with an injury like that where you have a massive hyperextension, the ACL gets put under a massive amount of stretch. Now, more commonly, the ACL will rupture and snap in the middle of the ligament, which requires the reconstruction and the 12-month injury that we all know about ACLs. Sometimes it can rip off its attachment at the bottom or the top, and it can actually pull the sort of anchor of the bone off with it. And so in that case, the surgeon will tend to go in and plug the attachment back in, and so it's sort of like bone-on-bone healing, and that bony healing is like a fracture. So after 6 weeks, the bone tends to be strong again, and you can progress a lot quicker rather than waiting for the ligament to get strong. Because when a ligament ruptures and you're repairing that, it takes a lot of time for the ligament to get strong through getting new blood vessels put through it and new nerve endings, and that takes that full 12 months. But a bone healing, it's a bit quicker, and so you might see him back this year.
That seems outrageous.
Yeah, so do they just glue? Or like, do they drill in a nail? Like, how do you attach bone? Or do you
it's a bit more than just clag. But I think that from the surgeon's point of view, they'll probably burrow in a little bit deeper and try and fill that gap, and then use some kind of adhesive material, and then wait for the bone to heal up, and they're away.
Jeez, that would be incredible if he comes back. I thought he'd never play footy again by the looks of that. So. Be a good result for Freo if he does get back.
Absolutely. What about Elijah Hewitt? So he's I saw something around him. He was talking to a ballerina physio or something. What's happening there?
It's been thrown around a lot.
Yeah. And also he was battling some injuries last year. And so is that sort of just a consistent thing that keeps coming up?
So, from my understanding, Elijah's had a condition called sesamoiditis. So it's an inflammation of the sesamoid bones, which are these two little bones underneath your big toe joint. It's not super common in footy, but it can happen. And in generally it's just from overuse. Now, athletes that do get this quite a lot is dance and ballet, and hence the club's reached out to someone across in Melbourne. The head of Australian ballet from a physio point of view is over there, and so she's a bit of an expert in the area. Seems like whatever management's been put in hasn't worked, or they're running out of time, so they've elected to go in for surgery. Surgery's pretty rare for it, but again, it can happen, and there's a few different options in what that can look like. It's a nasty spot though, because as little as your big toe is, it's a super important joint with your body to be able to enable you to run. So it's going to take some time, I think, for him to get on top of it.
Is that usually a long-term thing?
Depending what's happened. I mean, it can be from removing the bone to just trying to tidy it up around it. So this one could be a couple of months, but it could be a bit longer.
And the Alter G, which was always my best friend, people who are listening or watching along, is that something that would probably be used in a rehab sense with a foot injury like that, tanking away body weight?
Yeah,
and what is the Alter G?
Yeah, so the Alter G is a treadmill which is basically anti-gravity. So you're basically in a vacuum which can take your body weight off you. You can basically program it from you running with 100% of your body weight all the way down to 1% and anywhere in the middle. So if someone like you, mate, towards the end of your career, we'd usually put you at about 80% on a Monday morning to let you get through a session so you wouldn't break down. But someone with a foot injury, like below the knee, the calf, Achilles, plantar fascia, all those tissues take about 50% of the load when we run. So big forces going through the foot. So taking some weight off the foot initially to allow them to get back to running could be a viable
option. It's like you're running on the moon.
A little bit like that.
Right.
A little bit cool. Like
why
that.
Why don't we just do that? I'm going to send him up to the moon to run. So I'm talking about
he's like, yeah, thanks, mate.
who's going up there? Elon?
Yeah, Elon.
Musky.
Yep.
Send him up there.
Yep.
Get his, like. Get his knee rehabbed.
That's Mars, mate.
Sorry, my bad. Could we do that? No, let's not get into that because I know you'll actually be able to answer that that question. What about back on the other side, Brennan Cox? Hamstring tendon injury. Again, we don't know exactly what that looks like, but it looked significant.
Yeah, it did. It was a pretty high force where he's had a big forward sort of bending moment, which basically puts the hamstring muscle and tendon unit on stretch at speed. And unfortunately, the tendon failed on him.
It happened before. I can't remember if it's the same hammy or not, but like a reoccurrence, even if it is in another hammy.
Yeah.
It's not a positive thing.
No, it's not good. And so from a surgical point of view, reattaching the tendon takes time, and tendons are notoriously slow healers. They haven't got a great blood supply, which means they take a bit longer. So it's a 3 to 4 month situation. Interestingly, the first couple of weeks are always the hold your breath moment for the medical team. The big one, whenever you get a scar incision from the surgeon up near your butt crack or the butt fold, it's a really high risk area for infection, and it's really hard to keep clean and dry. So it's going to be a uncomfortable couple of weeks for him. If you can get through that, then generally they do pretty well. But we've had a few guys over the years that end up with nasty sort of wound infections, and that leads to delays in rehab. And
is that because it's just so close to the butt?
Well, it is. You're sitting on it all the time.
Yeah.
You're laying on it.
It's always sweating.
Exactly right.
You can see where your mind's gone.
Well, yes, it's true.
Brendan Cox's ass.
Yeah, Brendan Cox's ass. When you watch the footy and someone goes down with injury, can you pick it up pretty quickly and know what it looks like they've done? Because I feel like I can, but I'm guessing. I'm like, oh, yeah, that's an ACL. But can you pick it?
The way the injury unfolds, like the mechanism of injury, you can predict pretty well. Not always. There's a few different areas that can come up when an injury occurs. But yeah, the longer you've watched enough footy and being in the game in the medical space, you can see a few.
Last one, Matt Flynn, a massive recruit for West Coast.
Prized possession.
I mean, this hurt. This cut right to your heart.
Yeah, really hurt.
I mean, Matt Flynn.
Bailey Williams meant to be a forward.
Matt Flynn has to deal with this too. Don't worry about you.
Yeah, poor guy. Yeah, it is rough. Yeah,
big ruck recruit, supposedly in a captain's run, doing some sort of ruck work up on a bag, which we see all the time. It happens all the time, and apparently, reportedly, has torn the hammy tendon off the front part of his knee or something. How does that even work? Your hamstrings on the back of your leg.
Yeah, it is. You've got two hamstrings on the inside of the thigh, which come around and just wrap around just to the front little corner of your knee.
Right.
So for whatever reason, I haven't seen it before in a traumatic injury like this.
I've heard that before. I've heard that, but haven't seen it before.
No, it's pretty rare to happen like this. And I'm imagining he's not going super hard at the bag either.
No.
So typically there might have been something underlying there where it might have just been grumbling away, and that was the straw that broke the camel's back. So pretty rare in footy to have that one. And, I'd imagine the club will reach out to a few other experts around to get some advice.
You know, you're talking about the ACL rupture compared to it with Oscar McDonald.
Yeah.
Would this be sort of similar, like compare a Brennan Cox middle of the body tear compared to off the bone?
Different as in you just with the rehab, you're spending a lot more time around the knee for Matt Flynn's area versus the hip. I'd imagine if you're comparing the two, Brennan's would take a little bit longer just because it's a higher area and happened at just such a higher speed, which means it's going to take longer to build up the tolerance to that kind of level of force again. Mm. But, yeah, this one's a little bit unique, so it might be interesting to follow over the next couple of months to see how Matt returns.
Like you mentioned at the top, talk around hard surfaces of preseason and stuff like that, and there's also a lot of talk around Mineral Resources Park being a contributor. Is that a factor? Hard grounds causing injury? Is it just the body isn't used to it yet, or do they need to change grounds? Or
hard grounds are a known risk factor for injury, and the industry knows that, and so there's regular testing that goes on around ground firmness. There's also a lot of testing going around the traction coefficient, so how well the ground gives to allow the guys to be able to change direction at speed. And so, yeah, the club, from what I understand, the club would be testing it regularly, and if it was deemed unsafe, they wouldn't be training there. But I think it's something they're taking into consideration.
So that is Steve Gravina, front runner physio. Stevie, you got locations in Osborne Park, Wembley,
West Perth,
yeah.
If people are listening along, how can they get in touch? You've got a few vacancies maybe, or maybe you don't. Maybe you probably don't.
I tend to be pretty busy. But no, we've got a really good team of physios around us. Great. So, yeah, we're growing, and it's really good fun getting back into the private practice industry to serve the community and young and aspiring athletes as well.
They
can get in touch via the website, frontrunnersports.com.au, and on Instagram, frontrunnersports. Plenty of info out there.
I imagine even if you're just a real footy nuffy and you want to talk about injuries, you could just book in a session and just chat.
Yeah, happy to chat.
This is really interesting.
So good. Right? I love it. Like, talk forever.
trying to. I think at some point, clubs are really. It's really difficult for clubs to give really detailed descriptions on what happens to players all the time because there's so much going on, isn't there? You've been inside a footy club. There's a lot happening every week, isn't there?
Yeah, absolutely.
Not even there'd be stuff happening that we wouldn't know about that you're managing week to week.
Yeah, once the season starts, you go into a bit of damage control and just trying to help patch up guys to get through from week to week. And it's hard to be able to step away and take the long term view for a lot of these guys because the pressure of winning each week is just huge. Mm. So it's a challenge for the medical team. And I certainly feel for all the clubs that are feeling the pain at the moment of these early season injuries.
This has been great. We're going to get you back in for sure. Steve Gravina, front runner physio. Make sure you get in touch. Thanks for coming in and joining us, mate.
Thanks for having us. Cheers.
I'll just get my text up.
Bloody good. There we go. Stevie Gravina.
Love that so
Stevie
much.
Stevie G, the great man.
I think general AFL public don't get enough of what's happening inside the footy club.
Yep.
And so not he knows. All. He doesn't work there anymore, but he knows how it works.
Yes.
You liked it. I know you liked it.
Oh, I loved it. I could ask him a question. I just love injuries for some reason. Talking about them. I don't love the injuries.
Do you love West Coast injuries?
No.
You're absolutely in a pit of despair at the moment.
Oh, what are we doing? Why is Oscar Allen playing round one if he's not like, I don't buy the like, oh, it just happened. Like they must have known about
it. You could rock up with the Coasters merch and just, I don't know, go to the front door and start billeting.
Yeah. Come with me. We're going March 25th. We're going to Mineral Resources Park and we're storming the Capitol. Let's go.
Imagine a protest of everyone wearing
Let's go.
Up the
Let's
Coasters shirts.
Why are we still on bottom of the ladder? Collingwood have lost three times. We've only lost once. This is bullshit.
Probably because I got outrageous.
The Coasters. The Coasters.
And I'll be doing these ones just to everyone.
Get a dog up, you Nizzy. Get a dog up, you Pikey. Get a dog up, your Simo.
Nizzy will be in the protest.
What's going on? Well, I did it all. There we go. That's a bit of our merch, by the way. The Coasters and Wharfie time.
Oh, it's Wharfie time. Love it.
This is for all the Wharfies out there right now. Frio sizzling, by the way.
Yeah.
Talking about sizzling, look, this came across the desk this week as we interviewed our good friend Drew Banfield.
Oh, such a good chat.
It was a brilliant chat. Drew. My the teacher of my year one, the teacher of my son in year one, Miss Elsom.
Shout out, Miss Elsom.
Dropped Nash off. Downward spiral from that. She said, "Great to see you. Hi, Nash." Go, and then she said, "Will, can I speak to you for a moment?"
Nash has been expelled.
Nash is shit in the classroom or something.
She goes, "Poor Nash. Poor Nash."
Sorry, Nashy.
She goes. I just wanted to tell you that I spent all of last night watching Backchat.
Right.
Miss Elsom, shout out. Big Drew Banfield fan.
Massive. Ooh.
When we're doing research for this, you found something.
Oh, boy.
What did you find? What did you find? Can you actually define what you found?
No clue. But for some reason in the 90s, Channel 7, I think it was, thought, let's make an edgy sort of like exposed video about Eagles players.
Let's make a softcore porn.
Oh, it was so weird. Now, the people involved, there's these two female hosts that for some reason, like they go gaga over the players. They're real sexual with them. They ask some sexual questions, really inappropriate things. Like if it came out today, goodbye career. Like it'd never get aired.
Yeah.
Don't know how it's possible. But we do have some of the video of it. It was just, I don't understand.
We clip this for socials. Just have a look. Yeah. This is a collaboration of 45 minutes of action. Have a look, Hammer. It's very interesting.
First here, we've got the G suit.
The G suit, as in not the G spot, not the G string.
I'm sure you know about them.
I certainly do.
Plain G suit.
Just need any help? Just need any help there, Drew?
What is that? Would you mind very much if I just had a little peek under that towel? I would. This is Beyonce. We won't show the camera. But that's enough. David Hollins did the spa bath with Beyonce. And the interviewer just keep watching
about the pop out. What the fuck is happening?
No clue. No clue whatsoever. It goes for 45 minutes.
Receiving sort of man.
That's Maney.
Very bad when they're bad. How bad are you?
I can get pretty dirty.
Oh, yeah.
Peter
What's
Wilson?
The worst thing you've got up to?
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
What the fuck is that?
Mate, that is a condensed version of one of the most unhinged TV.
I don't want to watch it all.
Nick, you're up to date with some of these classic footballers bullshit stuff. What's your take on this?
I often dive deep into YouTube to find shit like that.
Real deep.
Dan sent me that the other day.
You've never seen it.
It is fucked. There's 45 minutes of that, and that's just little snip. You can make 3 parts videos of that, which I will. They'll be coming. Yeah. So keep your eye out. But it is truly fucked. Like
It's awesome.
It's my favorite thing I've seen this year.
David Hines is getting a full rub down on this table
from his fiance.
So it's all above board, and Jane Marwick. I don't want to name names, but that's her name. Not even
Jane
just
Marwick, full
her
name.
Entire name. She's a journalist.
What about the?
And she's like touching his body all over and goes, "Ooh, I like his arms."
Yeah.
Like
can I have
legs.
A peek under this towel? Yeah. I actually.
But she was the same lady that was in the spa bar.
That poor woman, her fiance, is so uncomfortable the whole time. Like, she does not want to be there.
Fuck
me. Wowee.
It was very good. I just thought we'd bring that to you. But go and have a listen to Drew Bamfield. Yeah. It's a very good chat.
Got a question for you. Is that okay?
Please.
From YouTube.
To me, YouTube.
This is from Fiery Beards, BMA6, and that's coming clutch. Is GWS still a cheese factory made for manufacturing players to go off and play for a Victorian AFL side?
No.
I don't think that.
I don't think so. No.
Who was the last big name that left? Was it Big Tommy Boyd? I mean,
maybe he left.
But like, have we got someone more recent that we can't think of? What about the lad that has gone to Essendon? That plays a bit on the wing. Hopper and Taranto.
Hopper and Taranto. Yep, that's their two.
Speaking to a few inside GWS, I don't know how disappointed they were to see those boys leave. Nah. Just saying.
I reckon we'll start going the other way soon.
GWS?
Bobby Hill was GWS.
Yeah.
He's gone to Collingwood. They were disappointed to see him go.
Yeah, they would have been very disappointed.
I mean, if you look at their side right now, though.
I mean, they've got Jack Buckley. So who cares?
That's exactly right.
What about, I've got one more for you and then we can move on. There's been calls. This is from Rob Mac 2411. There's been calls from Pies fans suggesting that their poor start is attributed to playing good teams in the first two games. Did last night squash that theory?
Well, St Kilda, I think, is going to change the top 8.
Yep.
And Ross Lyon's a good coach.
GWS best team ever.
Sydney
are the real deal.
So, yeah, they have played good teams. But, like, Collingwood are defending a premiership, so they're meant to be good too,
They're meant to be better than everyone.
True, 0-3.
So, I think Collingwood have a premiership hangover, but I think the premiership hangover is a hangover of the brain and not of the body. I think it's in the mind. The fundamental stuff, all the fumbles, that's all mental. It's not physical.
Darcy Moore handballed it across goal.
That's mental.
In D50 and...
Do you think he can't handball though?
I don't know.
Do you think he can't make decisions?
I know he can.
Correct.
He did it all last year.
He can't handball. You know what I mean? He's not a handballer.
Not a handballer.
If you're watching along on YouTube, I'm appreciating the fact we've got a live score in the top right hand side.
Yeah, I'm really liking that a lot.
The boys behind the panel have put this together. Damo and Jaden, big fella Julian, Indian Enterprise over there.
Shaquille,
just
Mr. Shaquille over there.
Geelong 27, Adelaide 12, if you're just listening along.
Great.
So it's going to be close to the end of the first quarter, almost 30 minutes gone at Adelaide Oval. Adelaide out early, taking tab touch to the absolute cleaners with a goal in the first 5 minutes.
And then Geelong have stormed home, so who cares?
They've had a bit of contact from tab touch. They're not happy.
They're not happy. They also listed Geelong as the underdogs for this game. So
no, they're not happy about that, but I think Adelaide will win this.
Do you think?
No, they'll win this. Absolutely at home, they will. A little bit of a preview before we get to our next special guest on the podcast, Isaac our man who was kicking for goal for $1,000 to find out if he kicked that goal. A little bit of an Eagles game preview, I think. GWS v West Coast.
Oh boy.
Give me the line. How close to West Coast get? I think 70 is a pass point. I said 50 against Port. I think 70 against GWS.
There are bunnies.
Do you want me to be honest?
Yeah.
I think the line's 110.
Ooh.
I think I'm very generous at 70.
Yeah, I think 110's the line, and I think it's overs. I think GWS just pumped the shit out of them.
The only way that doesn't happen is if GWS completely take the foot off the accelerator and they get like 50 points up, and it's like...
It's early in the year. They're a culture team. They're just going to want to be...
They're hungry.
They're very hungry.
And I don't know how many times they play West Coast this year. This is as bad as
they
West
lost
Coast
here
be.
Last time.
Let's get up and fuck them.
Kingers will have them up and about.
Kingers will have them up and about. No doubt about that.
Kingers will be making sure this isn't one that, you know, those good teams come along like last year. Yeah. Eagles beat GWS. Maybe they're our bunny.
Jermaine Jones, number 31, is back in the team. Back. That's going to be a positive. Harry Barnett is in the squad in the team. Is he playing Barnett?
Could be.
Boy, oh boy. Harry Barnett from the rafters. Yep. Ryan Marrett comes in to replace the captain, Oscar Allen.
Yep. Signed a new deal.
Yep. Allen out. Witherden's been dropped.
He's been dropped.
Jeez, I'm not happy about that. Not sure
I'm
about that.
I'm going to be honest. I'm a big Alex Witherden fan.
So am I. I'm not happy with it. I'll tell you
last
what else.
Week he was actually...
Fuck,
he was,
that pisses me off.
Tell you what I'm really
that
unhappy
really
about.
Annoys
but
me.
But do you know who isn't dropped?
Witherden's who?
Well, Andrew Gaff's list.
He's dropped. No, he's dropped.
They dropped him on Channel 7.
He's dropped. Simo dropped Monday morning.
Dropped him in the press conference.
Monday morning. Simo's put all his chips in and said, Gaffy's not playing.
And they said the only reason why he's listed first on the interchanges because of number order, because he plays as
number three.
So, like, don't worry.
This is the first I've learned Alex Witherden isn't playing. That pisses me off. Why does it piss you off?
Because he's pretty good.
I think he's good.
I think he's a pretty good player.
He's been decent this year.
Yes, Gaffey might not be in the form that he should be in, but like, geez, to drop the bloke on a Monday night press conference on Channel 7 after playing 270 games for the footy club, he's like fifth all time for the footy club, and you've said, nah, fuck him, he's out on Channel 7. Gee whiz. Got that. Gaffey at home, sitting there with a dial. Geez, it's been a tough pre-season.
I like it.
Abby's a bit sore.
For whatever reason, let's tune into Channel 7.
Let's see Simo's cross.
Yeah, no, he's out. He'll play twos.
Simo says, get fucked, Gaffey. Anyway.
Would Gaffey play waffle at this point of his career?
Oh, he has to. He's not going to sit around and do nothing.
That he will play.
What else would he do?
I don't know. You just manage him for soreness.
Well, he just trains by himself.
Sit home and finger his own ass for a season.
Maybe.
Wouldn't have thought so. We're loose on Friday.
Some players have been known to do that. Oh, if anyone on YouTube or anyone at home is listening that knows what happened, don't say it again. If anyone knows that reference, please let us know. It is an absolute shout out. Big Keefe. Now,
Jeremy Cameron just bombed one from 100.
That is 39 to 13. They're piled on the goals late here. I say Adelaide still wins, boys. What say you?
I think Geelong run away with this.
Stella's
Kitchen Bass says, yep, he's playing waffle. So
of course he is. Absolutely,
Stella's Kitchen Bass.
I don't understand what else you think he's going to do there.
What do we think that is? Just quickly about Stella's Kitchen Bass. Do we think it's like
fish in the kitchen?
Is it a fish in the kitchen? Is it like a bass guitar that you've mispronounced? Oh. Is it like a bassinet that she shortened?
Is her last name Bass?
Is it Bass?
Who knows?
Is her first name Kitchen?
Let us know, Stella.
Is it Lee Kitchen's brother, sister?
They can type it right now. Let us know what it is.
Dockers play the Kangaroos at Marvel Stadium in a real early bounce down, ladies and gentlemen. 10:45 a.m. for us here in Perth.
On Sunday?
Saturday morning.
Wow.
Get up early.
With the boys
West Coast, we say, get up. They do. Get up.
It's game day.
Full stop.
No, I'm not slagging on their social media team anymore. They did something funny.
A lot of WA guys keep to WA time, right? Would they be waking up early, mate?
Yeah. You'd be getting up at 5 in the morning. You can't adjust to the time difference in a day.
Neil Erasmus been omitted. He was a sub. That's stiff. Carl Warner knocked unconscious. He is out injured. Brendan Cox out. Oscar McDonald. We covered them with Stevie G. Ins come Matt Taberner, which tells me that Luke Jackson stays in the ruck. Matt Taberner being their third tall forward of the footy. Josh Draper for his debut.
Yep.
Like the look of him. Got to be honest. Yep. Saw him in the preseason game late against West Coast, and he was floating around all over the place, taking massive intercept marks. Liked him a lot.
Yeah, like that.
Michael Frederick said he has the best eyebrows in the league.
Well, look, I can only agree with that. That's pretty much where I can go. Brandon Walker back in, like him too.
Yeah, good.
Bit of Isaac Quainer about him. Like a bit
silky
quick.
Silky defender.
Yeah, quick like and locked down. Solid, yeah. But can take him.
Yep.
We like him. And Jager O'Meara, he's back too.
Hot as.
Really good looking hot dude. Man.
Jager.
So the forward line's going to be Tabiner, Tracy, Amos, and then Jackson at times. I like that against the Roos.
Yep.
Tabs kicks goals, well, they win.
What? Yeah. How did our man go last week? The North Melbourne guy whose name escapes me.
Callum.
Callum Dawson.
Callum Dawson. Dawson.
Yeah.
How did
our
he
other
go?
Man, our other man ruptured touches. His Achilles.
We do have some items to touch on with the back chat back in the year, thanks to Tab Touch a little later on. We're going to go those through, Nick. But before we do that, our very good friend of the podcast who took over the MCG last night, Collingwood v St Kilda, Isaac, our man on the ground, joins us now live from the MCG, I believe. No,
he's not there still.
Isaac, where are you? Yes, wow, here he is.
You how are we, lads?
Oh, very good. Mate. Look, he's still in his
great
merch.
Hoodie. Shit, yeah.
Isaac, nice. We're not going to fuck around here, mate. How did you go? Talk us through it. Just take us on a bit of a journey.
Yep. So midway through the third quarter yesterday, had to meet up. So I missed the whole third quarter of Saints kicking goals, which is a bit flattening.
Yes.
Then had three trivia questions. And based on how I went in the trivia questions, I got to move closer.
What were they?
So, first question was, where is St Kilda's home ground? So that was pretty simple. Moorabbin.
God.
Second question was, what year was the first iPhone released?
2007.
Wow.
Well done, Dan.
That one, I actually, I don't want to, cause any drama, but I may have had a little birdie tell me before I went out there that there was going to be one hard question in the answer.
Pre-release the questions.
2007.
We love it.
Respect.
So on that one, I said that I knew the answer because I heard it on Backchat podcast during the week.
Yes. Shout out Backchat.
And the final question was, which Saints player is playing the 200th game today? So Seb Ross. That got me to about 20, 25 metres out.
Still a fair distance.
Yeah. And in front of a packed house, that's nerve-wracking.
Yeah, 70,000 and just Moose and Nurry. Light work.
How did it go? Did you have a bit of routine? Were you straight in front? What were you thinking?
I tried to not think too much. I realized that they told me beforehand that they didn't want me to kick it into the stands. They wanted me to keep it tried because they said the footy's not going to come back.
Sorry?
Kick it low.
That's unacceptable, that sort of advice.
Don't kick it into the stands. No, so you should have just said sorry about
bit
that.
Bit of a lane work, sort of dolly little 25, 30-meter kick and kicked it about three rows back and then celebrated to the crowd, to my mates that were down that end.
Very good.
Wow.
You should have just unloaded a torp and put it into the second tier.
So what did you get, $1,000?
$1,000 in Apple stock, which I've looked before. Actually, it hasn't come through yet, so I'm a bit flat on that. But
Apple stock, $1,000 in Apple stock.
Yeah,
that could go big, couldn't it? I think they're already pretty big. Like, how much?
I'm
bigger
hoping
are
with
they
those vision goggles. Hope their vision goggles just go to the moon.
That's bloody elite.
Fucking hell!
So it could be worth a lot more.
So you mate, I just
cash out now and go to Bali, mate.
I genuinely like Isaac's talent as a media. He shuts up when you're talking and he speaks when he. Isaac, you're in full back chat gear. You looked bloody good out there.
Yeah, it was unreal. I don't know how you got that photo. I don't know where you got that photo from, but the plan worked. The cap on, the Saints. I had to wear the Saints merch, so I had the Saints jacket. And then as soon as I got my last question right and they said it's time to kick, I said, I'm just going to take this off just to loosen up a bit. And
perfect.
Back chat shirt.
Back chat shirt. Did you mention Jack Buckley's name at all?
I did mention Jack Buckley. And I mentioned Moose and the Nurry. I didn't quite get the third person reference. I think it was a bit more I Moose and Nurry there.
That's fine. Yeah, that's okay. Sometimes you can, Moosing can get you carried. You get carried away in a Moosing.
It's not fatal, but we got the job done.
Yeah. Nice. Well done,
boy,
Isaac.
Let's give a round of applause for Isaac. Fucking hell. My man. So what's the plans from here, mate? You're going to try and apply for the draft this year and get picked up and go play forward somewhere? Or?
Nah, I won't be going forward. I'm happy to put my trade in the back line somewhere, but what is it, June 10 or something, mid-season draft? Looking to that at the moment.
Really bloody good, very Isaac. Good. Boys, you got any questions for
Isaac? I'm just happy you got the Jack Buckley really reference in there. You can get carried away with the moosing, so I'm happy for the first person reference, but no, well done.
We'll get
some of that footage up on socials.
We'll get it.
Backchat double underscore. I think we got the official, is it right? They gave you the official broadcast sort of, not the broadcast, but the halftime footage.
I haven't got that copy yet, but once I get the copy, I'll send it to you. But I've got a few, I think I've sent through a few fan views from the crowd.
Didn't you have a bunch of mates there as well?
Yeah, I had about, I would have had over a dozen or so mates, 15, I reckon, mates. And then had about 10 family members that were just sort of randomly at the game. And the plan was to not tell them and just to disappear. But then in the end, I told them beforehand and then celebrated.
What was the carry on like afterwards? You guys all go out and celebrate like you'd won a premiership?
Well, I was had a couple more beers in the Hugh Trumbull, the classic one at the MCG, and nestled in there, celebrated the Saints win with a few Saints fans in there, and then hit the town.
Bloody hell! Well, I don't know if you get any better of a night. Win a thousand. Saints bucks, beat Collingwood. You're wearing back chat on board. You get Jack Buckley mentioned. You tell him you're Moosanari. I don't know if it gets any better.
It just doesn't get better than that.
Perfect night. Best night of my life.
Boys, I think I'm just going to put forward. Isaac, our man on the ground in Melbourne from now on.
Yeah, are you a Saints fan, Isaac?
Of course he's a Saints fan.
Absolutely. Yeah. Saints nuffy.
All right.
Absolute nuffy, you beauty. Isaac, well done, mate. Congratulations. Yeah, you're now our back chat Melbourne correspondent.
Love it. Thanks, boys. Cheers.
Well done, mate. Fantastic job.
What a brilliant
piece. Up the fist, too. He's just throwing another fist in there.
Far out.
God.
Okay, so there we go. There's Isaac. I've got to go in about 10 minutes, boys, because I've got to go on to the mainstream bullshit that I run 6PR. But you know what? I'd like to get this up and running before I leave.
Sure.
Hamish Brayshaw, big part of the podcast.
Huge.
In fact, without him, not sure where we'd be.
Nah. Yep. In your garage.
I feel probably like we need to give him more responsibility.
Okay.
Hammer breaks.
Happy to take that on.
Hammer swings.
Happy to take that on too. Still doing it.
Hammer ranks.
Wow. Hammer ranks.
Hammer ranks. Nicholas, can you help me with this? What are we doing here, big fella?
Well, I think we need to use Hamish's mind a bit more. His unique brain. Mind. Yeah, his beautiful mind, if you will. Russell Crowe-esque. So we thought each week we'd give him a pretty random topic and he would rank 5-1 and see what he does.
Just any topic.
Any topic, can be anything, and submissions are encouraged.
Like deodorants.
What's that?
Deodorants. I could rank five.
Deodorants, that's a good one.
I'm a Dove. I'm a Nivea guy.
Clean,
Nivea Dove. Beautiful.
Yeah.
Anyway,
quite great. Clean, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like neutral?
Yep, a neutral scent. Anyway.
So this week, for the debut, we're going to do AFL mascots.
Right. Looks.
That are hardest to beat in a fight. And we're not talking the actual mascot. We're talking the concept.
Not the guy dressed in the suit.
Not the guy dressed in the suit. Like the like an actual...
It's not Dean Brogan who's dressed as a boy. Exactly.
Not the Sean McManus Dockers. Like the like an actual Docker or an actual swan.
I'm looking forward to this. What do you got? Have you pre-planned? This is something
Something I've cooked up earlier. Nick and I were talking about it. Do I want to cook something up? Let me cook. Do you want me to just go off the top?
Geelong, Adelaide, 39-20. Adelaide kicked one late. It's quarter time, by the way.
Yep. Is it started?
No, it's called time.
Anyway, So I thought to myself, let me cook something up for a pre-planned topic. And then Nick and or our YouTube live audience is going to throw a random one at me and I'm just going to go off the cuff. So for the first one, we've gone with the top five hardest concepts to beat in the AFL.
Mascots,
concepts. A lot of them are birds. So there's a lot of birds out there. It's an aviary for the most part. In the AFL, crows, magpies, eagles, hawks. Swans as well. Yeah,
I've already taken this somewhere. Which
Firstly, I'm just going to list the easiest one. Like if I had to beat a concept, it would be the Carlton Blues.
Right.
Like you beat the colour blue pretty easy.
Oh, this is the easiest one.
Yeah, this is
in my head. I was like,
yeah, we're going hard. I'm just throwing out the easiest. So Carlton would be the easiest.
So like, beating the Blues,
beating the colour blue.
Look
the other way. Close your eyes. Throw a t-shirt in the wash and it fades out pretty quick.
Not like mentally.
The mental blues are tough to beat. That's a different sort of blue.
Yeah.
Shout out to Buds Match.
Wow.
The color blue I think is an easy one to knock on the head.
Right.
Great.
Fair.
Then we go the hardest. So there's heaps of things like.
A jet.
A jet is hard.
The Bombers.
Here we go. Let's go.
Let's do the ranks.
Number five.
Okay.
So five being. So one being the very hardest. Right. We're going down from five.
Okay.
I've gone the Giants at five.
Giants at five.
Giants at five.
The Giants going to be hard to beat.
Giants are going to be tough to beat. David beat Goliath.
With
a rock. It's doable.
No.
It's not like.
Rock.
It's, yeah, can with a single done. Rock and a slingshot. So like whatever.
I don't know the story that well.
It's neither do I. I'm not a biblical man. but David beat Goliath is essentially the story. Goliath is the guy. So Giants are
beatable.
They're beatable though. Obviously depending on the size of the giant. Hagrid's a giant, but he's not that big in Harry Potter. But like there's Giants. So I've put them at five.
Right.
At four, I've got the Demons.
Ooh.
So like depends on what sort of demon you're looking at. Again, not a godly guy, so you sort of can't believe in not believe in one and then not right. believe in the other one.
So we're talking Satan here.
We're talking Lucifer.
Satan himself.
No, we're talking like just demons.
So just all minions.
So I look at Lucifer's minions.
We're not talking Satan then.
We're not talking the devil. We're talking demons. I'm talking like you watch The Conjuring, there's some scary shit.
Right.
Like all it takes really is like some cross and holy water and you can beat some of those guys.
Easy. Right.
But it's still like they still have their, you know, they've got
hard
their,
work.
They got your work cut out for you.
You gotta be like daytime.
Yeah, you gotta be in the daytime.
Some garlic hanging around.
Exactly. You have to have some things, you know, werewolves. Anyway, so the demons at 4.
Yeah, hard.
3, I've gone the bombers. I think it's tough to beat a bomber.
It's a fucking plane
dropping bombs.
It's tough to beat
them. I don't know
how
you're getting any better.
No, it's tough.
I haven't thought about one of the things.
It's tough to beat them. They've got a few things going for them. One, they can fly.
I think I might know where you're going.
2, they can fire bombs and jet and guns. They're quick, very quick, and elusive. I'm none of those things.
And are you just by yourself?
I'm just by myself, one out on the ground trying
that's
to fight
3.
This
right.
So but that's number,
runs out of fuel.
Runs out of fuel. So that's what I'm thinking. If I can somehow, and they're not 100% accurate, they have heat seeking sometimes. But like, I'm thinking that that is a tough one, but I could potentially outlast a bomber if it runs out of fuel. Number 2, I've gone the power. Port Adelaide Power.
So is that lightning?
I think it's lightning.
Or
it's
electricity.
Just general electricity is my vibe that I'm going for here. Thomas Edison came up with it a while ago. It's a tough concept to sort of visualize fighting.
Electricity.
Yep. Electricity in general.
You'd
but
be
like,
in trouble trying to take that on.
That's what I think. You've got a lot of things working against you for electricity because
it currents,
you can get zapped. Lightning is tough to beat.
I've got a joke for you on that.
Of course, mate.
How many inventors did it take to invent the light bulb? 1. Thomas Edison.
Oh, yeah, there you go. Yeah, okay. That was cool.
That's funny.
Anyway,
I actually don't get it.
Yeah.
I'll tell you. What is it? What's the
1? You wouldn't get it. Thomas Edison. And it was just 1 and then comma. It's a play on. I think it's a grammatical joke, is it?
No, it's a Simpsons quote.
Okay. Yep.
Anyway, I'm lost.
Not very funny. So anyway, I thought the power was tough to beat. But number 1, I've got the Suns. The Suns are a tough opponent.
Yeah.
Like a real tough one.
Right.
Unbeatable.
For me personally, to go out and beat the Sun, I'd have to be I would have to be here for
billions.
A few more billion years. Like I've got to dig in and really just outlast Father Time. I think the Sun at this point has taken a few victims in its time. It has.
You know, seriously, like cancer aside. Yeah,
cancer.
That on.
Dead.
It can kill you with heat.
Heat, stroke, dead. Yep. If you get outside the ozone layer. We've got the ozone layer. I've got a shield on. I've got my shield on, but shit, that gets
dead. Do you know who did beat the Sun? Didn't Bruce Willis beat the Sun?
He might
Armageddon.
Have.
Yeah,
Bruce Willis.
I don't want to close my eyes. Is that what it is?
Aerosmith.
I can put sunglasses on. Yeah, maybe that'll help me. But like, I'm still getting cool.
It'll still get you.
It'll still get me. It's killed everything. Like, it's outlasted the dinosaurs. It's outlasted the cavemen. Everything.
I've actually got to go soon. I won.
Sunscreen.
Can I ask if number 6 was the Saints? Like, how do you beat a Saint? How do you beat
The reason I didn't put the Saints in the top is I feel like they're not going to fight. They're going to lay down.
Right. What's dead cannot die.
That may be true, but I also think the Saints are just going to be like, Saints are just going to let you have it.
But also a Saint can just be like a Pope who's a decrepit old man.
Oh, yeah,
like,
beat the shit out of the
you
Pope.
You know, like
kick the shit out of the Pope. You mean, what is it? Is it Pope Francis?
Like,
is that
who we got? Pope John Paul's a saint, and you could beat the shit out of him.
Geelong is starting to put a little bit of the heat on Adelaide defending.
John Paul II, get this.
40 to Geelong, 26.
Yeah, so anyway,
Adelaide.
That was my 5. I think the Sun would be the hardest of all the AFL teams to beat. And we're going to do something like that every week.
We're getting another Hammer segment coming up a little bit later. But before I leave, I did want to touch on the Backchat sponsor Backman update. So this is a little bit of thanks to Tab Touch. A little bit, but not really. Backchat sponsor Backchat.
A little bit, but not really.
We love Tab Touch.
The Foghorn's been pantsed.
Backchat, but sponsored Backman update. We've got a bit to go through here, Nick. What's going? Have we had a complete mare across the board?
Our early selection process.
It's been poor.
Wasn't great.
It's been poor.
Yeah.
Listen to some of these.
Not great. So. Last night's game, we picked, for Saints, we had Dougal Howitt. We didn't even check if he was selected, but he did a hammy, I think, in the preseason game. After he told Clarko to fuck off, he walked away and hasn't been seen since. So,
okay,
so we need to pick a new saint, is what I'm saying, basically. Okay.
So do that now. You want to come back to it?
Let's just do it now. Callum Wilkie, Zane Cordy, Josh Battle.
Callum Wilkie.
Yeah. Done.
Sweet. Done.
Can you check he hasn't done his ACL?
No, Callum Wilkie will be all Australian again. So,
yeah, okay, cool.
For Adelaide.
Zane Cordy's not getting selected.
He's dour, though.
Isaac Quainer.
Yeah, well, he had 15 touches, 3 marks last night. For Mediocre. Adelaide. We'll
thank
take that.
Thank you for your service, Isaac. Yeah.
Nick Murray, again, hasn't played a game all year. Not even close. He's half the season away. So we got some more
he's
big
out on the injury list. He's listed at 9 to 11 weeks. Haven't been sponsored.
Might never play an AFL game again, to be honest. But, I don't know.
Yeah.
But we got some other big names, Mark Keane or Jordan Butts.
I like Butsy.
Yeah.
I like Butsy.
Got to be honest, I thought Mark Keane paid for Geelong as he was Irish.
Shout out Butsy. Can bring back to the roots of back
Jordan Butts. Shout number out 41. Butsy. He's playing on Tom Hawkins right now. I don't know how many he's kicked. If someone can find that
just
out.
The one. Just the one.
Just the one goal. I'm having a complete hour.
Trent McKenzie.
Cannon leg.
Bye for now, Nick.
Hasn't even been selected as an emergency all year. He's not the best 26. So we need a new Port player.
Do we have an option?
Who we got? Houston, Zirk Thatcher.
What about Alirelia or Radaglia?
Radaglia, I think.
You want to go Radaglia over Alirelia?
Alirelia takes too many marks. Radaglia is a fist through the ball sort of guy. Okay.
And also just
Asava, Radaglia.
Thank Callan Dawson for his 1 week contract.
Thank
his services.
You for your service, Callan.
Luke McDonald's back now, and we'll never speak of Callan again.
Do you know Callan Dawson? Last week he was involved in I think 7 contested 1-on-1s, and he lost 6 of them.
Damn.
Callan didn't
don't
even know
bury
that.
Him.
Fucking
he's,
hell!
He's just
stats.
Been dropped. He's not dead.
They're just stats. I was reading it off the other website.
Dan's just locked and loaded. Like, fuck this guy.
And he's never kissed a girl.
Adelaide's just kicked another goal.
Yeah, we're back.
8 points. Jeez,
never in doubt.
They are sizzling the cheer squads up and about.
But some positives, if I could. Alex Pierce last week.
Strong.
Yeah, excellent.
Dominated.
Jeez, he was good.
Harris Andrews gave us some love.
Yeah, he gave us everything.
He was getting tagged. He was getting tagged by Brennan Cox. And then you know what happened there?
Brennan Cox did his hamstring.
That's right.
And Sam Frost butchered the ball about 10 times.
Yeah, that's all we have.
He knows what he's doing.
I really want Frosty on the podcast. Yeah. Just let us know what's going through your head when you just take off, Frosty. What are you thinking? That's it?
That's it.
Very great. Good. Thank you very much, Nicholas, with the Back Chat sponsor, Backman. We do now. We've got the right guys.
Yeah, now that we've got the right guys at the helm.
That's very good. Now, boys, I'm going to love you and leave you. We've spoken to Isaac. Scully's defensive breakdown. So back chat breakdown. Mm. We're going to run a bit more regularly.
Yep.
If you see a play over the weekend that you want a bit more explanation, you want some theory behind, you want a bit more insight of how that happens on the field, we'd love you to send it in or let us know when it happened in the game. I'll do my best to break it down for you. What do you reckon?
I like that so much. We got a lot of good feedback from the last one.
We did it because the point of that is, and we won't show this, but poor old Trent Cotchin is over on Channel 7. Boy.
And Cotch battled hard, didn't he?
Well, they've got him doing breakdowns.
Yeah.
And it looks like they're superimposing him like on a blackboard on a
school.
It
looks like a uni assignment.
It looks like a child's assignment. This is Channel 7, the biggest broadcaster in the country.
It's
not his
fault.
It's
Channel 7.
I mean, Trent's not doing himself a lot of favors the way he's speaking. But I will say, if Channel 7 can do it that poorly, we can do it better.
Absolutely.
You see something. Say something, and we'll.
Isn't that like a bullying thing, or like a cyberbullying? Maybe
he also says it like he's at a eulogy. He's wearing this white, like button-up shirt,
and it's like arms cut off. Remember, he used to cross to you, and there was backlit, and it was like you were.
And look at me now,
angel down. Yeah, absolutely glowed up, haven't you? Boys,
get out of here, mate.
It's been a pleasure.
Hey, always.
I'm going to leave you with AHA.
Ooh,
so we've just come off the back of fives. Yep. I don't know if Hammer knows what that is, but AHA, boys. Hey, it's been a pleasure. Bye, YouTubers. Love your show. Love my show. Get me the fuck out of here.
Get him out. AHA
love
is
my show.
Now, it is, Nick, you might want to chime in here. It is Ask Hammer Anything.
Yeah.
So we did put out a request for some questions, but just thinking, it is 5:30. Geelong, Adelaide going out. Geelong six, just kicked another goal. Do we want to save this for patrons? As a little special to them, because
will they be able to see? Well, we're recording.
Oh no! All right. Yeah. You know what?
We're going to give you
something else because it's very visual.
Yeah, it is a very visual.
Hammer, are you actually? No, I'm not even going to give the other person.
So we talked today, and I wanted to do something that we just threw at Hammer. Mm. Like, he prepared the top five very well, yeah, as usual, but it's kind of Stephen A. Smith style when he just,
yep, just gets
someone
sent
sends
in
him something and you just go off the cuff.
Yep.
Sure. So I put a call out on Twitter today and we got a very handsome Twitter user called Vic Vinegar. That,
Vic Vinegar.
Dubs Wanna.
Okay. Cast these Lord of the Rings characters with AFL players past or present. Wow. Okay. So I'm instantly looking at Aragorn and I'm thinking Max Rook.
Which one's
Aragorn? Aragorn's top left.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. We're going left to right.
Max Rook
is going to be my pick there. I think, is this looks or is this like, you know, that's looks ability. Straight off the top.
Looks, identity, like type of player / type of Lord of the Rings team.
Yeah,
member.
Well, Max Rook was a real dour defender and just a leader.
Okay.
And I feel like that's probably, okay. I mean, you could go Matt Scarlett, but I'm going more out there with Max Rook.
How is this? Are you wearing this t-shirt?
This is Legolas. Well? So Legolas for me would be an easy one. That looks and feels and is Mark Nikoski.
Nice.
I think the white hair, very the good. Big long locks, he's a real elegant sort of guy and an elegant sort of character. Who else we got up there? We got Gandalf, we got Boromir, and we got the Hobbits. And Gimli. Gimli.
You could leave that up just so Hammer can keep looking at
it. I think Gimli would be Tom Liberatore. Like just a little in and under nugget who just routinely finds the football and
huge,
he's just
like team member
yep,
to
team
the core,
member
like,
hard man and just goes about his business.
Good one.
Someone on YouTube has said, so Matthew Richards on YouTube said Caleb Daniel times four as the Hobbits.
Yeah, well that's what I was thinking instantly. The Hobbits are all very little people but they're also very crucial to the story.
Reliable.
If you've seen Lord of the Rings, like it doesn't happen without them. Mm. Like they're courageous, they go after they take the ring, they take it to Mordor. The other two, Merry and Pippin, go off on their own adventures, but are still very much quintessential to the film. I think Caleb Daniel probably just works because he's so little.
Bit of Hayden Ballantyne in one of them, maybe.
Yep. Scrappy. Also
yeah,
coming through on
scraps,
YouTube.
Maybe Hayden Ballantyne for maybe a Merry or a Pippin.
Yeah.
Probably not the Frodo or Sam. I'll get back to that.
Yeah, that's
Gandalf,
fine.
I'm just thinking probably Dustin Fletcher.
Cool.
Very good. Old. Or maybe Bruce Dool.
Wise.
Okay.
Bruce Dool or Dustin Dool. Fletcher, I think. Yep. Very old, long. Sort
that's
of,
good.
The Bruce Dool fits with the hair, but I feel like just the senior, the age. I'm pretty sure Dustin Fletcher nearly played with his son. So, it could be him.
You shall not pass. He
you shall not pass. He's
stop.
Just
yeah,
a, yep,
great.
And could kick the ball a long way. So, that was always good. I'm just going to go with Caleb Daniel for the little ones.
Sure.
I think they'd, yeah, it fits.
I don't think you need, like, four Hobbits is probably overs.
I could just go through and find four little players.
Sure. Or Frodo, maybe. Is there a little
Who would be
little
Frodo?
Main character like
Brent Harvey for mine. I was a massive North Melbourne supporter.
Right. Yeah.
Loved Brent Harvey. But the thing about him, and I feel like what works well with Frodo is that he had a bit of arrogance about him. Mm-hmm. Didn't necessarily he was a team man and did a lot for the team, but went off on his own little thing and had to have Sam bring him back. And so I think Brent had a little bit of arrogance about him, but the team brought him back. So that's why I think Frodo would be.
And I'll just throw one at you. Who would be Gollum?
Who would be? Braden Maynard, I think, would be Gollum. Yeah. Yeah. Just the worst. Nah, just kidding.
Yeah.
He's a nice guy, actually.
That's so good.
Anyway.
Well, that's very good. If you have anything that you want to ask Hammer, send it in on Twitter, Instagram, backchat double underscore. What is our Twitter, Nick? Is it just backchat?
Backchat _
Backchat double underscore. There you go. Just search backchat, even just message us. Hello at backchatpodcast.com.au. Backchatstudios.com.au. I'm just saying lots of things at the moment. Backchatstudios.com.au is where you can buy the merch. If you love to respect wood and you like coasters, and if you love the docks and you respect the people that work on them, it's Wharfy time. That's a t-shirt for you as well. Backchatstudios.com.au. There it is. It's Wharfy time. Go buy that merch. We'll be back on Monday again, 4:30. Every Monday,
every single Friday.
4:30 Australian Western Standard Time.
Yep.
Hammer, you're about to break a world record.
I'm going to try my best.
Attempt to do one. Yep. We'll have more on that on Monday. Next week, usually we do this on Monday, but for the people that have hung around this long, give you a little treat next week. Adam Gilchrist on the podcast. Gilly, he's
what in. A guy he was and is.
Jaden is nervous the entire time, like fumbling over words or shaking when he shook his hand. It's very good. Otherwise, Hammer, let's break a record.
Let's do it.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.